For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This week in drug war history, June 24th, 1982, during remarks about Executive Order 12368 from the White House's Rose Garden, President Ronald Reagan says, "We're taking down the surrender flag that has flown over so many drug efforts, we're running up the battle flag." June 26, 1936, the Convention for the Suppression of the Illicit Traffic in Dangerous Drugs is signed in Geneva. June 27, 1991, the Supreme Court upholds in a 5-4 decision a Michigan statute imposing a mandatory sentence of life without possibility of parole for anyone convicted of possession of more than 650 grams of cocaine. That's about 1.5 pounds. June 27, 2002, in Board of Education of Independent School District No. 92 of Pottawatomie County versus Earls, the Supreme Court decides 6-3 to uphold the most sweeping drug testing policy yet to come before the court, a testing requirement for any public school student seeking to take part in any extracurricular activity, the near equivalent of a universal testing policy. June 28, 1776, the first draft of the Declaration of Independence is written on Dutch hemp paper. A second draft, the version released on July 4th, is also written on hemp paper. The final draft is copied from the second draft onto animal parchment. June 30th, 1906, Congress passes the Pure Food and Drug Act. This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
The good news, according to the U.S. Drug Czar, is that production of Mexican heroin and marijuana declined in 2004 compared with 2003. The bad news is what the Czar's report omitted. The Czar failed to mention that Mexican heroin and marijuana production were at historically high levels in 2003 and were still relatively high in 2004. The Czar failed to mention methamphetamine at all. Mexico is believed to be the source of 4/5 of the meth in the U.S. And the Czar probably didn't know what to say about Nuevo Laredo. That's a town near the U.S.-Mexico border that's been occupied by the Mexican military after hundreds of local police were implicated in trafficking and corruption. The presence of military isn't as reassuring as one might imagine. Nuevo Laredo was already infamous as a home to the Zetas. U.S.-trained soldiers who once were part of an anti-drug brigade, the Zetas switched sides a few years ago and now work and kill for the traffickers. You can bet your bottom dollar they see this as a chance to get new recruits. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Is there anybody out there?
The drug war is over the day you begin to carry this burden. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.
Is there anybody out there?